allow Hunter to give his opening statement first.
Doesn't appear Mr. Biden showed up for his public hearing, so we'll recognize you, Mr. Bobulinski. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Biden gave his transcribed interview on February 28th and lied throughout his testimony. Here's just one egregious example of Hunter's perjury. He lied to the committee on important details concerning his money demands and threats to CFC in text messages on July 30th and 31st, 2017. He leveraged his father's presence next to him in that infamous text to strong-arm CFC to paying Hunter immediately. Jim Biden also lied extensively throughout his transcribed interview on February 21st and perjured himself. An example of that, on page 100 of his transcript, Jim is asked specifically, do you recall having a meeting with Hunter Biden, Tony Bobulinski, and Joe Biden? Jim's response, absolutely not. The committee was so shocked by his perjury that they asked him the same question multiple times. Each time he denied meeting with me and Joe Biden. After the committee showed him text messages confirming that I met with Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and Jim Biden at the Beverly Hilton in May 2017, Jim Biden, with a former U.S. attorney lawyer sitting next to him, still denied that meeting took place. Hunter Biden, in his own transcribed interview, confirmed that that meeting took place. Hunter confirmed his uncle perjured himself in front of this committee. I'm simply here to tell the truth to the American people. I challenge Mr. Lowell to make those claims on national television so he can be held accountable for his lies. Prior to my successful business career, I was an officer in the United States Navy. At Navy's elite Naval Nuclear Power Training Command, I later served as the command's chief technology officer.
Please proceed. I apologize for the disruption from the...
Okay. Am I supposed to say it's my time, Mr. Raskin?
Yeah. But please, Mr. Bobulinski, please.
Okay.
Come to order. Mr. Bobulinski, please proceed.
Okay.
Please proceed. I apologize for the disruption from the minority.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Chairman, save his time, but he called members of this committee liars, and I just want to know whether the order and decorum requirements of House Rule 11 apply to witnesses appearing before the committee. Does it apply or does it not?
Should I address? I don't...
There's decorum from the members. We've asked for that. There's no language that I'm aware of pertaining to a witness.
Yeah. Thank you.
Make sure we didn't waste any of his time on the opening statement. Mr. Bobulinski, I'm sorry for the disruption. Please continue your opening statement.
I think Mr. Raskin, used...
We'll make sure it's right.
Great. I just want to restate, make sure the American people hear all these facts. Abby Lowell weaponizes letters to Congress to try to smear my name and misstate the cold, hard facts in an attempt to save his powerfully connected client and his father. I challenge Mr. Lowell to make those claims on national television so he can be held accountable for his lies.
Mr. Parnas, how much time did you spend in prison?
4 months.
4 months.
Four months.
But you were indicted for crimes that could have resulted in you spending 50 years in prison, right?
Right. They were false crimes. The judge saw through
them. You went to trial and you were convicted, right?
I went to trial, correct.
And the crime was that you were trying to acquire marijuana licenses, and you took money from a Russian oligarch, and you tried to use that money to go give political donations and do what you had to do to acquire marijuana licenses. Is that about right?
That's what the crime was. That's what the indictment was. Yeah.
Right, so it sounds like everyone here today, the only one working for a Russian oligarch was you. Right? I mean,
yeah,
it's
public information.
I just heard you wax poetic.
I got paid $200,000. You know how much I got
really
paid.
You were really worried about our democracy, and you were here to warn us, but you were working for a Russian oligarch wanting to get marijuana licenses, but then you didn't even do it. The fraud you committed against the Russian oligarch was that instead you spent the money on yourself. So, was that what you were doing to fight against Russia's aggression?
That's a lie.
Just taking their money? Well, that's what you were convicted of.
No,
but instead of spending 50 years in prison, you got 4 months. as this hearing continues, I look forward to hearing what Mr. Galanis thinks about how he was treated by the DOJ for telling the truth as opposed to how you're treated for lying.
The DOJ didn't listen to the truth because if they will listen
the question,
to the truth,
the question Mr. Gates had is
they
for
didn't
Mr.
To hear the truth. You can't handle Galanis. The truth, Matt Gates.
Look, well, the truth for you is taking money from Russians to buy marijuana businesses and then going to jail and then coming here to lie about Trump.
You should know better than anybody.
Gentlemen's time has expired.
You should know better than anybody.
Gentlemen's time's expired.
Okay. Is Joe Biden lying when he says he did not interact with Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, their business partners or foreign interests? Yes or no?
Yes.
Mr. Galanis?
Yes.
A spectacle, and yet that doesn't make it any less disappointing because to the congressman's point, there's actual work that they need to be doing for the American people, right? All of this comes at a price, not just to our politics, but to the very essence of our democracy.
Well, yes, but I do have to say that what happened today was truly amazing, even by our standards. I mean, it is one thing to say that this thing is falling apart, but that actually understates how horrifically bad this is. I mean, this was dumb and dumber. Lev Parnas coming out and just humiliating this committee, calling out by name Senator Ron Johnson, Congressman Pete Sessions, talking about the disinformation, how it comes from Russia. If there was even a little bit of shame in James Comer's personality, they would just completely have turned off the lights and left the room and gone off to, I don't know, to a retreat someplace. I mean, this was a, you really, in one day, you encapsulated how absurd this was, and then juxtapose it with the actual serious business in front of Congress. We're a few days away from a shutdown, and yet we have this incredibly inept circus going on. And so it is a circus. We've talked about that before. But the ineptness, the absurdity was just on display. I mean, I just urge people, go watch a YouTube video of this testimony. Watch the way in which the Republican members of this committee were humiliated, how they are flailing here. And again, this is not going to get any better. The criminal referral, it's kind of the Hail Mary pass. It's a way of saying that we're doing something. Doesn't mean that it's not dangerous. A clown with a flamethrower still has a flamethrower. But this was a very bad day after many, many bad days for this committee.
This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. President's not got a free shot on all these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, it's Wednesday, 20 March, year of our Lord, 2024. I don't even know how to go through this today, so we're going to try to figure it out. What the purpose of this committee is, and the seriousness of which they're supposed to be going forward, is the impeachment of Joe Biden. Was Trump not impeached twice by this clique? Was he not impeached twice? The greatest president of modern times? And one time, in fact, in 2019, when he was giving us the greatest, the third year of peace and prosperity. Impeach over Ukraine, over that corrupt oligarchs in Ukraine? Are you kidding me? You know why? Here's the difference. The Democrats know how to play Smash Mouth. They're legislative terrorists. They are terrorists inside the halls of Congress, but they're effective, like oftentimes terrorists are. Today you saw absolute Smash Mouth, and you saw disorganization and, let's be blunt. It's just too big for Comer. I mean, he can go on Fox and Hannity and go on these shows every night and talk and talk big talk. And he's going to do this. He's going to do that. You got to roll hard, and it's got to be tight. People have to be out of the same playbook. And then you got to rule that with an iron hand. You got to cut them off. You just can't let them go. You get boom, cut the thing off, bang the gavel. Do what the Democrats do. The Democrats play smash mouth. They play to win. I don't know what this is. Let's pull back. The crimes of Joe Biden are legion. The Ukraine thing, I'm not an expert on. I'm the first to admit that. There's terrible stuff that went on. Biden and the family and the pervert, degenerate son took plenty of money out of there. And they got, you know, congressmen have sat in the war room. Nancy Mace, MTG, I think Lauren Boebert have all been over to Treasury and seen the files of what they have said and asserted is trafficking on women for money. So that's all, you know, out there. But the crimes with the Chinese Communist Party and taking the money from the Chinese Communist Party and rubbing up on the Chinese Communist Party is in depth. It's not a question. You have to present the information. You have to present it in a coherent way. And you can't let these guys sit there and just disrupt the hearing and bulldoze you. Did the Republicans do that on either of Trump's impeachments? No. Number one, there's not that many had that much guts. Number two, Pelosi and these people, they, boom, shut it down. The British call it a close run thing. We need somebody up there, and maybe they turn it over to Gates. Why is it always Gates and just a couple of others that come in and go, boom, and they try to back Gates off, and he's, boom, coming with the information? Why is it? And Gates, they're trying to run out of Congress. McCarthy equals fecklessness. McCarthy equals weakness. McCarthy equals controlled opposition. In fact, he's not even controlled opposition. He's part of the Uniparty, a leading member. And the people you see around him, his team. Today was, we're going to play more clips from it. The information out there, and this should have been a day that the American people got the details. And also Hunter Biden just giving the old, screw you, I'm not coming. Just blowing off a subpoena on something that's real, that is actually a committee of Congress, because guess why? You have a ranking member and you have minority counsel. That's where they can cross-examine. That's where they even get the privilege of jumping in there and trying to cut things off. So we're going to play more clips of this. But the information that's out there in the Biden crime family, and now they're going to come up with, well, it's so late, it's an election year. This is exactly the same whiny that Polly Pockets Johnson is going to use this week. It's so late. You know, we're already 6 months into the year. It's an election year. Well, hey, the issues are on our side. Make an election year, then impeach him in an election year. Shut down a government in an election year. American people understand it. They don't want this madness just to continue. These are issues that we can win on. If you have the stones to go out and make the case, but you have to have some intestinal fortitude. You have to have courage. You have to have brains. You have to be smart and tough and relentless. Look at the courage of Navarro. He's in prison. You think any of these guys would go to prison? They'd wet themselves first. It's a disgrace and disgusting. And all they're going to play is all the clips where you're getting braced up. Fire back. Fire back. Biden sold his country out for cash money. A poll out today, 40% of the American people, and I take a little personal pride in this, 40% of the American people now think China is the number one existential threat to this nation. Those numbers were not there years ago, folks. We started hammering this at Breitbart, started hammering it in my films, and started really hammering it in the White House, President Trump, and then on War Room. They're the number one enemy, and Biden took cash money from them. Biden is in business with them. Everything Biden does in relation to them has to be in the context of the money. The American people have to have this adjudicated in front of them. Not let deteriorate into a brawl, because the Democrats are going to do that. You have to understand that before you walk in there. Jamie Raskin, Goldman, AOC. There's a whole raft of them. They don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about decorum. They care about winning. They care about winning the day. And you just have too many soft people. They're prepared to be pushed around. Our audience wants to know when you're going to start doing the pushing. When are you going to start dominating the conversation? When are you going to enforce your will upon these situations? Short break. More of this fiasco after a short commercial break.
The so-called financial experts thought we were in the clear. They were anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year, and then the inflation data came out higher than expected. Friends, this isn't going away. It can't. The U.S. is $34 trillion plus in the hole, and yet we keep printing money, which pushes the prices you pay every day even higher. So you can either bury your head in the sand or you can do something about it. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group. Gold is your hedge against inflation, and Birch Gold makes it easy to own. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and you don't pay a penny out of pocket. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. Then talk to a precious metals specialist on how to protect your savings from persistent inflation with gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898. Do it today. Action, action, action.
To the money flow, because this is where the rubber meets the road. On August 3rd, they actually stipulate through WhatsApp text messages the exact stipulations of the deal. On August 4th, $100,000 is wired into Owasco PC from CEFC Infrastructure. Mr. Chairman, I want to submit for the record a portion of the bank statement for the time period August 3rd of 2017 to August 31, 2017, stipulating $100,000 going from CEFC into the bank account of Hunter Biden through Owasco PC.
Without objection, so ordered.
On August 8th, 4 days later, $5 million is then transferred from the Northern International Capital account of $5 million to Hudson West III. Hudson West III is a bank account controlled by Hunter Biden and Mr. Gon Wang, a.k.a. Kevin Dong, who is a CEFC associate. That money comes from the Northern International Capital bank account that is tied to the CCP. Mr. Chairman, I want to submit for the record the bank statement demonstrating that transfer.
Without objection, so ordered.
Okay, moving on. On August 8th, the same time period, there is a wire transfer of $400,000 to Owasco PC from the Hudson West III bank account. That $400,000, Mr. Chairman, I have the transfer records in the bank accounts from the August time period. I want to submit that for the record.
Without objection, so ordered.
Now, here's where the fun stuff comes in, everybody, and I got a minute to do it, so we're going to get this done. On August 14th, there is $150,000 that is transferred from Owasco PC, which is controlled by Hunter Biden, to Lion Hall Group, which is controlled by James Biden. I have the records here, Mr. Chairman, of the $150,000 that has gone to Lion Hall Group from Owasco PC. I want to submit that for the record.
Without objection, so ordered.
On August 28th, and I believe we have a screenshot for everybody in the room. On August 28th, Mr. Chairman, we have the withdrawal ticket from Lion Hall Group that is signed by Sarah Biden, who is the wife of Jim Biden, for $50,000 to withdraw from Lion Hall Group. I want to submit that withdrawal receipt for the record.
Without objection, so ordered.
On September 3rd, on August 28th, actually, Mr. Chairman, we have the deposit reference into Sarah Jones Biden's account on the same day she withdrew it from Lion Hall. I want to submit
without
that.
Without objection,
the
to ordered.
Last document. On September 3rd, 2007, from Sarah Biden's own personal account, there is a check that is written to Joseph Robinette Biden, Jr., the President of the United States today, for $40,000, signed loan repayment. A loan repayment, by the way, that Joe Biden's own personal accountant, Mr. Eric Schwerin, has no record for. I want to submit that for the record, Mr. Chairman.
Without objection, so ordered.
To the members of the committee, it is clear that the source of this money came from CEFC. And at CEFC is a company that is directly linked to the CCP and actually the chairman of the CCP, the chairman of the Chinese Communist Party, Chairman Xi Jinping. With that, I yield.
That's Byron Donalds right there. That's the way it's supposed to be done. You run it and you run it hard. That's called a close run thing right there. That's Byron Donalds, who today got amazing points in the War Room scoreboard for not letting people interrupt him, not letting anybody, you know, get in his way. And he just walked through. Those are called the receipts. Now, this fiasco is about to pick back up. I think the Republicans, they had a recess. They're regrouping. Let's go live right now, and we'll catch what's going on.
Chairwoman of the House Education Committee, Ms. Fox from North Carolina. Dr. Fox.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I want to thank my colleagues for what you have been doing here today, unraveling these issues. Mr. Galinas, in your written testimony, you state that your, quote, objective was to build a diversified private equity platform which would be anchored by a globally known Wall Street brand together with a globally known political name, Biden, end quote. Is it correct that Harvest Fund Management, a $300 billion Chinese financial services company closely connected to the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, was interested in partnering with you and your business partners?
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you. Why was the CCP-connected Harvest Fund Management interested in doing business with you and your partners, Hunter Biden and Devin Archer?
The only plausible reason, and the reason we even discussed, was because of the access that it provided. There was a quote that was attributed to Henry Zhao, the chairman, that talked about the access that it provided. So there's documentation that was contemporaneous that said what their interest was, and that interest was political access.
Thank you. Is it correct that Harvest Fund Management believed that Joe Biden would take a seat on that company's board after his vice presidency ended?
Yes, that's correct. And there were emails to that effect around that time that were circulated by people who were there as part of those conversations, including the golf outing.
Thank you. Are you aware of Hunter Biden ever speaking to his father, Joe Biden, about the plan to have him join the board of Harvest Fund Management?
Yes, I witnessed that, yes.
It seems clear that Joe Biden was aware of his family's use of his office and influence to do business with America's adversaries and therefore a choice to pursue personal gain over national security. Mr. Bobulinski, is it true that former Vice President Joe Biden met with Xi Jinping, the chairman of CEFC China Energy?
It is, based on Rob Walker saying yes to that in a transcribed interview. I personally was not at that meeting.
When did this meeting take place, based on what Mr. Walker said?
Yeah, in my understanding, it would have been February 2017. After they had a meeting in Miami, I believe James Gillier got on the corporate jet of CFC and flew with Yi Jianming and Director Zhang to D.C. in preparation for that meeting.
After this meeting with former Vice President Joe Biden and Chairman Yi, were any payments made to the Biden family or associates?
Yes, well, it gets to that point of obfuscation. $3 million was wired to Rob Walker's account on March 1st. Actually, they sent two wires. The first wire got kicked back, and then they sent a second wire on March 1st, 2017, to Robinson Walker LLC. And then, as your committees walk through today, they parsed that out to the Biden family in numerous different payments.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, it is clear that Joe Biden is the common element in all of Hunter Biden's attempts to do business with China. There's a pattern emerging that the Biden family and associates, including Joe Biden himself, deliberately chose personal gain over the safety and best interest of the very Americans Joe Biden was elected to serve, protect, and defend. With that, I'll yield the balance of my time to Mr. Gates.
Hunter Biden's deposition. Question. Do you think some of your business associates we've spoken about today, Mr. Archer, Mr. Bobulinski, Mr. Galanis, do you think they had an expectation that your dad had any role or involvement in any of your joint business dealings? Answer from Hunter Biden, not an expectation from me. There was never a single time I can remember saying, hey, we'll get my dad involved. Hey, let's get my dad on the phone. Hey, let's, you know, what can we get out of dad for this? Mr. Galanis, what's your reaction to that testimony from Hunter Biden in light of you describing the Biden lift?
I think it's patently false. It's belied by emails, and I think that there's documentation that says that that's just an untruthful statement.
And what I'm trying to understand, Mr. Galanis, is there you are sitting in a prison cell for a financial crime where you were an associate with Hunter Biden and some of the other players there, and they're out enjoying Southern California, and you're sitting in a prison cell, and they've got the ability to come and give this false testimony to Congress. Is it your belief that the Biden Justice Department retaliates against people who speak out against the Bidens and their crimes?
I'm living that. I think to clarify, I took responsibility for my crimes. I pleaded guilty. I've served 8 years of clean conduct, and I think I've rehabilitated myself quite a bit in that period of time, and evidence a track record. But I would say that there is unquestionably a pattern of two tiers of justice, and that's become a popularized term, and it's something that I've a lived experience that I've gone through.
Yield back.
Before I recognize Mr. Waltz, for what purpose does Mr. Big seek recognition?
I want to include an article in a record. The article is entitled, Tlaib Renews Her, quote, Impeach the MF-er, close quote, call against Trump.
Without objection to order, for what purpose does Mr. Gates seek recognition?
Mr. Chairman, I seek unanimous consent to enter into the record the press release from the Department of Justice. Lev Parnas sentenced to 20 months in prison for campaign finance, wire fraud, and false statement offenses.
Without objection, so ordered. Chair now recognizes Mr. Waltz from Florida.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I find it incredibly rich Mr. Swalwell is going to come to this committee and lecture us about how China penetrates our government. I think that's something he may know a thing or two about. But let's talk about how China has penetrated the highest levels of this government, including this president and this White House, because I think the visual is incredibly important. Mr. Bobulinski, Hunter Biden portrayed Chairman Yi, the chairman of CEFC, to Jim Biden as a protege of Xi. Is that accurate?
Not only is it accurate, and it wasn't just Hunter Biden, it was James Gillier, Rob Walker. I wouldn't have used the word protege. They just basically, you know.
You don't run China's largest state-owned energy company without being close to Chairman Xi.
Correct.
Right, fair enough. And by the mid-2000s, Chairman Ye ran a business empire estimated, as much as you can estimate a Chinese state-owned enterprise, tens of billions, including, and from a national security standpoint, this is the critical piece here, including implementing China's Belt and Road Initiative, not just all over the world, right here in the United States. Is that accurate?
100%. So CFC was effectively the shadow arm of the Chinese government deploying tens of billions of dollars around the world, very well documented. At its peak, I think it was doing $50 billion of revenue per year, one of the top five largest
debt diplomacy, where they are taking electrical grids, they are bribing officials, they take as collateral not just grids, ports, airports, key infrastructure that the Chinese government could then leverage and use against any country, but also here in the United States. I mean, that's how the Belt and Road Initiative works. Heck, I was just in the Armed Services Committee with the commander of Indo-PACOM, our Pacific Command, talking about how China is basically gobbling up infrastructure around the world, including here. So by the mid, 2015, 2016, Hunter Biden's developed a very lucrative business relationship. By 2017, Hunter Biden's forged such a partnership with Chairman Ye that he planned to share an office space with him and then just removed Vice President Biden at the House of Sweden in Washington, D.C., correct?
Correct.
So here's what's interesting, and building on Chairman Fox's questions, within days of him leaving the vice presidency, ostensibly for work performed, $3 million flows through these shell companies that we've depicted here. I mean, you could see how complicated this is, but the key piece is the flow to Hallie Biden, to Jim and Sarah Biden, to Hunter Biden and his various affiliates. And the kicker here, Mr. Chairman, is that we know Hunter is then complaining about paying all his dad's bills. He's complaining to the other relatives saying, you freeloaders, I'm having to use all this money to pay the big guy's bills, house renovations and all kinds of things, correct?
Correct. I mean, and it's important for the American people to understand the $3 million was three of $20 million that the Bidens expected to be paid for the work in 2015 and 2016.
Mr. Chairman.
And that's not just my word. That is documented.
That's all documented. Bank records, text messages, emails. Mr. Chairman, Bob Menendez's wife can't get paid by the Egyptians and then provide that money over to pay Gobar Bob's, Senator Menendez's bills. I can't have my daughter get paid by, I don't know, Kazakhstan, Russia, and China, and then pay my bills.
Sure.
And we know also that they had commingled funds with the Vice President of the United States. When we talk about crimes, let's talk about the crimes. We know he perjured himself. That's a crime. We know he was acting as a foreign agent. And was he registered under FARA? Was he registered as a foreign agent?
Not that I'm aware of.
Was his dad complicit in him acting as a foreign agent through meetings and dinners and what have you? That's crime.
100%.
That's crime number two. He was clearly acting in that capacity. We have the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. And we already have him, thanks to the work of this committee, for tax evasion. So, Mr. Chairman, there are multiple crimes that this committee has established ample evidence. We must move to impeachment. We cannot allow this to stand. And I look forward to seeing those references to the Department of Justice's. For this alone, this is a critical national security issue. The Chinese Communist Party call it the princelings. They don't go after the principal they want to influence. They go through the son. And it is right out of their playbook. And they've done it at the highest levels of the United States government. I yield my time.
Very good.
Mr. Chairman, I just have a couple of...
Are you tired of progressive corporations and exhausted trying to keep up with all the virtue signaling when you're simply trying to buy products? Progressive corporate America continues to push messaging that further alienates conservative Americans, all while eroding the future of the American dream. It's prominent all over the country. Companies like Starbucks strong-arming their customers to support abortion. Financial services like PayPal canceling customers for their political views. Makeup companies like Maybelline making a mockery of women by supporting transgender models. And beer companies like Bud Light forcing gender ideology on you when all you want is to enjoy a cold beer. Thankfully, we don't have to fund these companies any longer with our hard-earned dollars. With Public Square, we now have a solution. It's simple. Join the movement of millions of patriotic Americans who love truth, our country, and our Constitution at publicsq.com. That's publicsq.com. Public Square is an app and website where you can get connected to tens of thousands of businesses from all different industries that share your value for life, family, and freedom. Whether you're looking to buy coffee, find a new athletic clothing that knows what a woman is, and shop for clean skincare, or simply find a new restaurant in your community that won't lecture you about your political views. PublicSQ.com is your resource. Public Square also offers discounts to many high-quality businesses on the platform so that you can actually receive incentive for spending money with companies that don't hate you. Public Square is free to join as consumer or a business owner, and you can get started today at PublicSQ.com. Remember, either as a consumer or a business owner. Download the app now. That's publicsq.com, publicsq.com.
You see requests, if that's all right. One is from Devin Archer's transcribed interview testifying that Joe Biden had nothing to do with any of Devin Archer's business ventures with Hunter. Second is the declassified intelligence community assessment from the National Intelligence Council, March 2021, detailing efforts by Russian actors to interfere in the 2020 U.S. elections. And finally, most importantly, the U.S. District Court decision from the Southern District of New York in United States versus Galanis, where Mr. Galanis was described as a con artist who wanted to be in business with Hunter Biden, but never was, and how they thought that... they could add layers of legitimacy to their con operation. If I could have those introduced.
Without objection, so ordered. Now the chair recognizes Mr. Gates from Florida.
You're a serious business person, Mr. Bobulinski, right?
I am.
Unlike the convicted felon next to you, you've served in the military, right?
Correct.
You've done big deals.
Correct.
Complicated deals. deals that involved foreign businesses, right?
Correct.
And so what I'm trying to figure out is when you came to realize that you showed up at the wrong party. Because you kind of strike me as a guy who showed up to do a legitimate business deal, and you ended up instead at a bribe. And so as you're looking at CEFC, as you're having this meeting with Joe Biden, as Hunter Biden is introducing you to his web of contacts, when did you go from serious businessman Tony Bobulinski working to make a buck in a capitalist system to a guy worried that you had been unwittingly ensnared into Hunter and Joe Biden's bribe operation with the Chinese Communist Party?
I appreciate the question. It wasn't an aha moment. It was more of a process. I am a serious businessman, demonstrated by the different deals I've done around the world and the success of them. But it started, remember, the Biden family wasn't my entry into this. James Gilyear, who I'd known for over 10 years, who traveled the world doing business, kept trying to get me involved. I really had no interest. I sat down in the spring of 2017 to walk through things, and then I quickly put together two businesses, Sinohawk and Oneida. After the meetings in Los Angeles with Hunter and Joe Biden, it started to sort of, bells and whistles started to go off when Jim Biden used the term plausible deniability.
Plausible deniability is the first moment, straight from the lips of Jim Biden, right on the heels of your discussion with Joe Biden, where you start to think, this might not be legit.
Correct. And my lawyers at the time could attest to that because I reached out to them saying, listen, I'm a former naval officer. I held a Q security clearance. I couldn't collect. Somebody couldn't take me to dinner for $50. This just does not make sense to me.
But you proceed. But you proceed, and then later this thing starts to get a lot uglier. What's the moment you go from, okay, your spidey senses are up, you're analyzing this, to now you know this is a crime that you are bearing witness to?
The end of July, when the Biden family put them right front and center in the middle of a $9 billion transaction between the Russian state-owned energy company Rosneft and CFC, a surrogate for the Chinese Communist Party.
And was there ever a time in the deals you were involved in where you started to see the money move around the legitimate business enterprise and toward the pockets of the Bidens?
Well, the challenge, Mr. Gates, with that is at the time they moved the money, right? You guys have the text messages where Hunter Biden shook down Director Zhang, but I was not aware of that. I spent a year asking questions of, this doesn't make sense to me. Where's the money? I stepped in and had lawyers work to dissolve the two entities. I didn't know till years later that they had defrauded me. They had gotten paid all this money and all this craziness. The
matter of fact, it just seems pretty simple. This is either a bribe or a business.
It was a bribe from the Chinese Communist Party.
And
I don't say that lightly. There's 1,200 pages, 8 days of testimony in the Southern District of New York. I encourage everyone watching me, hearing me say this, they're publicly available. Go read them. Our Department of Justice outlines in intimate detail the corruption and bribes that CFC was deploying to political officials all over the world.
It wasn't just in the United
States. So I'm here to believe that they did this in every other country, but with the Biden family, it was pristine. It was an actual clean business. That's absurd.
And you came to know that, and that's when you blew the whistle, right? That's when you started to get worried, when you saw Joe Biden.
I stepped away from it. There's the whistleblowers. I can't give them kudos enough for the bravery and the risk they put their family in. They published stuff where I am voicing the concern of the Rosneft deal.
And you animated your concerns when you saw that this wasn't just a corrupt bribe, a corrupt business deal happening to a guy who used to be vice president. When you see that Joe, everyone's made a big deal like you're a bad guy that you showed up at the debate, or you're trying to give life to these facts that you've observed, that it's so bad that you did that during a political contest. But observing this, it kind of seems like it would be unpatriotic for you to stay quiet.
Of course.
And so, I mean, Joe Biden running for president clearly motivated the Chinese to consummate this bribe. Did it also motivate you?
Well, I didn't want to go public. I wanted to simply unload all the facts, personal experiences. It's funny, there's 18 people on this committee with law degrees, including, I think, Mr. Swalwell. Evidence, firsthand testimony, is the most powerful evidence you have. I've given it. Mr. Galanis has given it, along with a whole host of other witnesses. Then, on top of that, I have thousands of documents and pages of legals and stuff
well,
like that.
Well, that's what's interesting,
I wanted
Mr.
to simply
Bobulinski.
Give this information
yeah.
to congressmen and senators.
No
and
one questioned any of your facts. Yeah. No one brought a single piece of evidence that even for a moment discredited any of the truthful testimony that you've given us.
No,
I
they
my
did
time's
not.
Expired. I yield back.
Gentleman yields back. That concludes our questioning. Again, want to thank the witnesses. We are going to close now, and I will yield to the ranking member for a brief closing statement.
Great, and I'll take an extra 32 seconds, as Mr. Gates did. And while we're on Mr. Gates, he seemed to be upset about a couple different things. One was fraud, which was fascinating to me, given that his hero, Donald Trump, has just been convicted civilly of bank and insurance fraud in New York in a civil case, and now owes, I think it's $454 million, unless that's gone up with interest. I think he's having a hard time making that, but I'm sure that Mr. Gates' constituents will help him out as they're shaking down Republican voters. You can pay either for Donald Trump's criminal lawyers or his civil lawyers. That's the big political choice, I suppose. He's also upset about China. Well, if you check out the Democrats' report, White House for Sale, How Princes, Prime Ministers, and Premiers Paid Off President Trump, you'll find that China actually gave more than $5 million to Donald Trump while he was president of the United States in direct violation of the Emoluments Clause, which says that nobody in federal office shall accept a present, an emolument, which means a payment, an office, or title of any kind whatever from a king, a prince, or a foreign state. And we spent the day, again, jawboning about Hunter Biden, who has never held public office, and he's never done business with a government. And yet, we have right in front of us, in front of our very eyes, mammoth corruption, unprecedented in U.S. history by Donald Trump as president. And my friends don't say a single word about it. But he wants to lecture Mr. Parnas about the illegal donations he made on behalf of pro-Trump super PACs. I've noticed something interesting with the people who have finally disenthralled themselves and gotten out of the Trump cult, as Mr. Parnas puts it. People like Michael Cohen, Sarah Matthews, Cassidy Hutchinson, Alyssa Griffin. There's articles about them.
This is what you're up against. That's a little Jamie Raskin right there. He's going to go on and on. He's supposed to have a short closing statement. Of course, he's going to stand up and throw up everything on the wall. Thank God we got this a little bit back on track when they came back for, I guess, 20 minutes or 30 minutes. But this is after you have to fight them. Look at Raskin's relentless. He's going to throw everything up there. They'll lie. These people will lie. They will cheat. They will steal. They stole the 2020 election. You want to know why I'm so adamant about it? Because you think we're just going to roll into 2024 and they're just going to sit there and go, oh, Trump got more votes. Trump got more votes in the African-American community. Trump got more votes of Hispanic men. Trump got more votes of Asian-Americans. You think that's just going to happen? They're going to sit there, oh, Trump got more votes. Well, we're big believers in democracy, so Trump won. Do you honestly believe that? Do you think that will happen? Joe Biden and his family are a bunch of low-life scum, okay? Low-life scum. The daughter, from her diaries, okay, from her diaries, and Hunter Biden, that he documented in the laptop from hell with thousands, you know, videos, photographs, you know, text messages, emails, is they were raised by feral, they're like a pack of feral dogs. That's what that family's like. And they took money directly from the Chinese Communist Party. It's not a company affiliated with the Chinese Communist Party. It's the CEFC is the capital markets allocator. It's like the capital markets desk of One Belt, One Road. Tony Bobulinski finally got to it. It's the capital markets allocator, not just energy, for everything, including here in the United States where they're going to be passing big bribes. But they've already done it all over the world. Kind of the British East India Company in reverse, where they give, they go and bribe the elites, give these massive loans for these infrastructure projects that are supposed to tie everything together, like she said on that speech he gave to the World Economic Forum 2 days, 48 hours before President Trump's 2017 inaugural address, where the Financial Times and the Economist and Davos, man, they're all cheering. Systems of networks, not countries, just a system of networks. That all heads back for final manufacturing to China with the natural resources and the component parts. And then China sends it back to markets and everybody makes out, including the elites. That's what this is about. This is no different than the other countries of the world. They bribed Biden. And they started getting to him. He talks about flying 17th. He circumnavigated the globe, according to his fantasy, was she. This is just basic corruption. Because he sells out his country. Remember, West End Associates, Blinken and those guys all had the little road that separates the old State Department, which is the executive office building, from the West Wing, from the White House. They named it after that, Blinken and his associates. And who was their biggest client? The CCP and companies directly owned by the CCP. Why? To give high-level access. They're buying access. And, of course, you're going to get Raskin up there. You're going to get Goldman up there. You're going to get AFC up there. These people, they can't win on the facts, just like Biden's campaign today. They can't win. We have an issue set of an invasion of our country, a financial situation that's out of control, and the beginning of a kinetic third world war on the rim of the Eurasian landmass, kind of Mackinder, Speakman 101. Those facts they never want to address. They want to throw up everything else. And if you're going to let them throw it up, they're going to go. They're going to roll. They got nothing else, so why not? Look at little Jamie Raskin. He'll give a speech, and that'll be clipped and played everywhere tonight. That's why you need Byron. You need more Byron Donalds and more Matt Gaetzes that won't back down and won't put up with the nonsense. Of course, they're attacked relentlessly. This is you're fighting for control of the most powerful nation on the history of the earth. If you've read history, what happened around Rome, what's happened around Athens, the fall of Athens, the Peloponnesian War, what's happened to these different empires around the last emperor of China, if you've studied any of it, it's nothing compared to this. This is more powerful than all of them combined. Do you think it's just going to be, you know, coach pitch? It's not going to be coach pitch. You've got to come in there hard and tough and relentless. Turbulence. Birch Gold. Go to birchgold.com/Bannon right now. Find out about turbulence and what precious metals mean. Talk to Philip Patrick. Don't take it from me. Take it from them. We've given you access, and we've told you. We started this years ago. Did we not say they're going to go through a de-dollarization process? Why? The BRICS nations of the world that have the resources don't really have to put up with it. They kind of have to because of the prime reserve currency, but they're working like crazy to get off it. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Get smart. Go there today. Short break. Now that we are launching into the general election season, Patriot Mobile wants to celebrate with a very special offer, just in case you haven't made the switch to Patriot Mobile today. Until March 31st, you can get a free month of service. That's a free month of service when you switch to Patriot Mobile. All you need to do is stop procrastinating and go to patriotmobile.com/Bannon. That's patriotmobile.com/Bannon and use the offer code SPRING24. That's patriotmobile.com/Bannon and use the offer code SPRING24. That's it. It's that easy. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the progressive left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message, just like you all did on Super Tuesday, that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, and our military veterans and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. The Patriot Mobile team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Remember, Patriot Mobile has 100% U.S.-based customer service. Get your free month of service and get it today. PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. For the free month of service, put in the code SPRING24. That's patriotmobile.com/Bannon. SPRING24. When you make the switch, you get the free month. Or you can call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
I'm not trying to be too hard on these guys. My point is we're already in March. This thing was supposed to take place last year. It's taken long enough. And he is... As the congressman from Florida said, we need to impeach these people. We can't let this go. you need to go forward and have a vote on impeachment and present the evidence. So that's why the standard's high. And that's why I'm being tough. You got to do it. You must do this. You can't. You let this go, people are just going to lose faith in the system. Also, Romney just said, tweeted, I'll talk to, by the way, Natalie's going to come tomorrow morning. We're going to have a complete breakdown, do clips, and walk through the whole thing. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Okay? We'll do all of that. Because this impeachment's got to go forward. I don't care how late in the year it is. And I don't want to hear it about an election year. Romney just tweeted out, if people need to pretend it's a loan on this Ukraine thing, because they're still pushing Ukraine with the $2 trillion deficit bill coming tonight, the sidebar is $60 billion for Ukraine. He says, yeah, if you need to believe it's a loan, let them believe it's a loan, but it's never getting paid back. We'll get into more of that tomorrow. Like I said, the times of turbulence, the $2 trillion, you're about to see tonight to be put forward by a Republican House. A Republican House is putting this forward. Something has a $2 trillion deficit this year, which is what McCarthy left you. And you should have had massive cuts, and you should have closed the border. Simple. And we're going to get up on the ramparts tomorrow, and we're going to fight this. If we lose, we lose. But we're going to fight. And I think we got a shot of winning. And that means shutting down this government this weekend. No more short-term CRs. Shut it down. Force Biden to the table. Birchgold.com. Find out how important this is. This is why gold every couple of days is reaching an all-time high. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Go there today. Crom Carmichael joins us. Crom, people need Hearts of Lions to man their ramparts. Why do they need Salty, and where do they get it?
See, thanks so much for having me on your on the War Room. You all do just great work, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate what you do. I'm holding up my bottle of Salty right here, and Salty is a heart-healthy supplement. This bottle holds 60 soft gels. I've been taking the product myself for 20 years. We've been making it. 20 years ago, we started making it for a large multinational company and decided to launch our own brand. And Salty just works. We get emails from our customers. We have one right here that from Carrie says, in March, my total cholesterol was 243, triglycerides 327, and LDL 149. And he said, my cholesterol is now normal. My triglycerides have dropped to 241, and my LDL is all the way down to 114. And we get wow. emails about this all the time, and that's because our active ingredient, theophylline, our active ingredient is a enriched green tea extract that we make through our proprietary process. And it works, and it will help you with your cardiovascular system, and it will help you manage your cholesterol. And the way to get Salty, Steve, is to go to warroomhealth.com. That's warroomhealth.com. And then use the code WARROOM at checkout. And when you use the code WARROOM at checkout, what you'll get is you'll get your first shipment for 50% off. And then on an ongoing basis, as a subscriber, you get three bottles for the price of two every 90 days, and we always pay the freight. So it's a wonderful deal. It's about 20 cents a day. Good for your heart, good for your spouse's heart, and you can never start taking care of your heart too early in life. That's very important.
Amen. One more time, where do they go to get it, Crom?
They go to warroomhealth.com. That's warroomhealth.com. And use the code WARROOM at checkout to get 50% off on the first shipment. And then on an ongoing basis, subscribers get three bottles for the price of two. We always pay the freight.
By the way, Crom, thank you so much for coming on here. And the feedback we've gotten on this is just terrific. So thank you, sir. Great. Appreciate it.
Hey, Crom Carmichael. Sure appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you, my man. Natalie's going to join us tomorrow. I'm not trying to be too hard on the guys, but the stakes can't be higher. It's the most powerful nation in the history of mankind that was built by your parents, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, your great-great-grandparents, and many other people that were here in this country that bequeathed us. We just can't sit here and let some guy sell us out to the Chinese Communist Party. What do you think it looks like? In China, they all know this. The CCP laughs about it all the time. What do you think, Lao Beijing? How can they take you seriously when your leaders have sold you out? That's why this is so important. By the way, next hour, we're going to find out about the leaders that sold them out in Ireland, and they just got the heave-ho today. That's coming up. Also, Dave Bratt's going to come back and join me in the war room. Dave Bratt's going to walk through why the economy, why we're going to have lost decades ahead of us, and part of it's because you're passing these bills of $2 trillion of deficits. Mike Lindell, I know you're on the warpath on election integrity, but people want to know, give me some deals. We'll talk about election integrity tomorrow. People want to know deals. They want to know what Mike Lindell is doing for them today.
It's the biggest deal in history here. We have the $25 extravaganza for the War Room posse. We went through all of our products and put them in one flat price, $25, the ones we have there for the War Room. This is exclusive right now today with free shipping on your entire order. This is a War Room exclusive. And by the way, call 1-800-873-1062. This morning you guys filled up all the phone lines, but that's a bonus too, because you get to listen to Elvis Presley, Amazing Grace, while you're waiting to talk to one of the great reps. They love your support. I want to show you some of these. The My Pillow recliner pillows and couch pillows came in. $25. They all just came in. Six-pack towels, $25. The kitchen towels, they just came in, $25. The sandal and slides for the spring, they're normally like $50 to $100, $25. And you get two of those roll-and-go-anywhere pillows with the American flag and all that, $25. You guys get their blankets, $25. It's a $25 sale across the board for the War Room Posse. Free shipping on your entire order. And fill up those lines, 800-873-1062.
Yep.
Remember, everybody, you guys get the great specials, and that allows me, I'm leaving right now and to another state to secure our election. It's all because of you guys.
Great. Okay, we'll check with you tomorrow. Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com, promo code War Room, MyStore.com, promo code War Room, 800-873-1062. Check it out. Comer, Punchbowl, Jake Sherman just announced Comer has invited Joe Biden to come and testify in these impeachment hearings to explain the cash flow of the Biden crime family. Let's get up on it. Stick around. Dave Bratt joins me next, and then we're going to Ireland. Talk about throwing the crooks in Ireland, the political class, overboard. All next in the War Room. Tax Network USA is pure war room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers, and you don't. You'll pay up, plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on. Grind you for all your back taxes plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse.
That's code War Room at checkout to save 67%. And do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. If you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.